You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are addressing the issue of MSP internal security with a particular focus on access management, how MSPs internally access their critical tools, their networks, their domains, and particularly talking about it through the lens of what the expectations are, both from customers as well as industry best practices and standards, and what MSPs really should be doing to secure themselves, because before they can do anything for their customers, they have to first make sure that their own house is in order. And to help us make some sense of the technology and the best practices that MSPs ought to be using, we have joining us from Devolutions, the VP of Business Solutions, Mr. Maurice Cote. Maurice, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about this because I think this is a really important topic. It has identity access management, privileged, you know, access management has been a managed service offering for a long time to the end user community. But our topic today is very exciting for me because it really applies to how MSPs should be doing that. Before we get into the discussion, though, for those who don't know what Devolutions does, could you give us maybe a short high-level perspective of your company and what you guys do?
Sure. Our flagship product is Remote Desktop Manager. It's a connection manager, but our secret is secure credential injection. So we've been doing that forever, 10 years ago, in fact. So we never reveal the passwords that are used to perform a remote access connection. But over the years, we've added online SaaS-based offering for password management. We have an on-premise or self-hosted nowadays, we say, a privileged access management solution. So we cover all of the bases in your cybersecurity practice, basically.
Got it. So I really like the way you tend to focus on the security element of what you do as what makes you stand apart from other technology platforms out there.
Well, we're the mini wheat of software because IT technicians, they're focused on productivity. They have a huge workload. They have fires to put out. They have tons of work to do. And for them, passwords are a nuisance. Opening VPNs, it's basically just a hurdle that you need to step over. So it's just everything is in their way in being productive. On the other side, the serious side, if you're most likely an MSSP, or if you have a chief security officer that is looking over your shoulder, they have different concerns completely. They want visibility. They want reporting. They want alerts and notifications. So our remote desktop manager is made for IT technicians. It's that single pane of glass, really, that gives you great visibility over your own infrastructure as well as your customers' infrastructures. But on the other end, we have alerts and notification reporting and so on that makes the CISO happy, the chief security officer. So we're making IT really, we're giving you back the productivity that by elevating your cybersecurity posture that robbed you of a sizable portion of your productivity. So we're just making everything seamless and working really happily together.
Yeah. So I want to start a conversation there because, or you know, 20 plus years ago we had industry conversations around how to become an MSP and how to become efficient, and the issues were all about how to achieve scalability. And so many of the productivity process or policies and procedures that I think your company has come across of late were started back then, but they didn't pay attention first and foremost to security. Do you see that as a well? First of all, do you think that that's true? And if so, you know what observations do you have on that?
For sure, you know, we're real close to a few MSPs, and we see their pain points. They have an excellent RMM, but it knows nothing about passwords. They have their PSA. Everything is really poorly connected, and even, you know, we have, I guess, the majority of our customers that are MSPs, and that's like 40% of our business. It's a huge chunk of our business. I think they're below 15 IT techs. So they're really on the small end of SMBs, but they have to adhere to really practices for much larger businesses. So it's all really full of friction. So by putting our product in between of all of those components, I guess you come out with a much easier experience and a much more secure experience, because we will take care of secure credential injection. So again, going back to that MSP that we work with, he has that RMM. When there's an issue, it triggers something in his ERP, but ultimately they use Remote Desktop Manager to connect to that asset to fix the issue. So it goes full circle, in fact, going back and hiding credentials and removing all of that complexity.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you about the role of remote access, which is a very critical component of everyday MSPs. It's something they do every single day, probably, you know, without fail. And the industry has placed on MSPs certainly some compliance reporting, you know, audit, right? The ability to see the changes, log the changes, whether it be in tickets and things of that nature. But also we have seen for many years, and I'll say it used to be far more prevalent. I believe that it's getting better, but I like the fact that your company and technologies like Devolutions are actually helping to make the efficiency come along with the security. Could you maybe give us a few use case scenarios of how this would solve, for example, the following problem? A lot of break fix companies will share passwords. They will share credentials. Perhaps uniquely, they're saying they're doing that because their customers don't want to have more than one admin account for their domain.
Right.
How would you approach that kind of scenario and say to an MSP or a break fix company, no, that's not how you do it?
Well, for where we're at right now, obviously we have MSPs that can have really the final say of how the customers will do things. That's one of the end of the spectrum. But at the other end, we see customers, well, the customer is king and has the final say and will do what he says. So in our case, we limit the risks really by if you need to follow that practice, only the single person that had to work with getting that account information will store it in our system. And our role-based access control will allow you to really have granular control, whereas you can say that person can see, view, execute. So it's really rich. So even if you have a single admin account, nobody else will see it other than the person that had created it. So that's one way. But in our larger customers, MSPs, they are in fact resellers of our solution. So they put our server in place. So that's a centralized data store for the information, and they will give access to the customers. So they will connect to that same vault, and they will have visibility, and they can in fact play around with that information and modify it if you see fit. So it's really the best of both worlds. You can mix and match really as required to reduce the risk and reduce the visibility of those shared accounts. But really, nowadays, it's all about having a single identity. Microsoft is pushing for passwordless solutions.
Right.
But still, you know, network equipment is not federated. We rarely see, even for Linux boxes, we rarely see systems that are federated. So passwords are there. They're still there. But our stance is that no humans allowed, really. No human should play around with passwords. We will store it. We will inject it for you. And if you opt in for the privileged access management system, we will rotate it in the identity provider every time it's used. So again, it's really an incremental scale of the security posture. Some of our listeners are at step two, and that's perfectly fine. We can help them stay climbing that ladder slowly. But if you are already at step six, we can, again, bring you at step seven and eight and using privileged session management and privileged access management.
So if you had to wager a guess, I remember when passwords, we were talking before the program, we were talking about password management. And I remember a time not that long ago, probably within a decade ago, where the vast majority of MSPs were still using, you know, spreadsheets,
Excel.
You know, Excel, password protected Excel spreadsheets to store passwords. And we quickly, I'll say, in a matter, a short period of time, changed the global professional stance towards, no, that's not appropriate. Let's go over here to password management systems. If you had to guess, where do you think we are in the shift towards more secure remote access management policies?
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Are
we early or late, I guess?
We still onboard customers that are using Excel today as their password manager tool.
Wow.
As well as KeePass, which is excellent, really a truly great product for individuals. But they're using it on a Dropbox share and with a single password that everyone knows. But still, so that's where, sadly, we're still there. In my neck of the woods, I used to say we were 5 years behind in cybersecurity. Now I'm saying 3 years. So there's still a huge gap between where we are and where we should be. In Orlando, I think we met there, people, they were saying that 5 years ago, insurance companies were asking you if you had a password manager. Nowadays, they're starting to ask if you have a PAM solution. And that's a huge step for our listeners from going to simple connection management with a password manager and going up to privileged access management. But for getting those large accounts, that's where you need to be. You know, we have a gateway, so we could protect accessing the network of your customers by going through our gateway, which prevents using VPNs, which I guess it reduces the risk of RDP attacks because it's one of our own products. It's highly secure. It's paired with our server product, which is the PAM. So that's, I think, where we'll be in the future. And again, to get those large accounts, you'll have to prove that you're using the most, the strictest security system. So we're having a lot of success because of our flexible stance, and wherever you are in the spectrum will help you to take a step ahead. So I feel that PAM will be really, really the next big thing, but it may take 2 to 3 years still before it gets really popular.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you. I think we're probably still several years from mass adoption to be where we are today, let's say, with password management. But there are an awful lot of new MSPs out there, smaller MSPs. Small doesn't mean bad, but there are some new MSPs who perhaps aren't aware of the best practices that are expected of them. Talk to me about the learning curve for adopting this type of technology. Is it, you know, what are you seeing from some of the younger MSPs, if you have any of that, you know, kind of anecdotal information?
Yeah, you know, we're at this time in our business, we're moving towards really education, because in the past, we didn't dare recommend cybersecurity practices because we had software that was adaptable and that's what we sold. But we felt really such a longing for information. It's crazy. Some MSPs we're talking to, they're dreaming of becoming an MSSPs, but there's no staff on hand and there's no one that they can hire. It's just crazy. So scaling out is not an option, really. Or is it scaling up? Anyway, so doing more with the same staff is our only way to go further. And again, by having simple onboarding people, getting rid of their password manager that they're still doing copy-paste for passwords, that's really a huge undertaking that is done in a single day. So you import credentials and you change them and never again will you see them. So that's a huge step. Using role-based access control to drive to see what they can do, what they can view, what they can execute, that's a huge step again. And that's, again, done in a matter of hours. If you imagine you hire someone Monday morning after their onboarding call, they get their laptops, and you can show them the product, and you're looking for, let's say you're looking for a customer. Okay, that's he has his own safe. You open that, and then you look for the domain controller. You search domain controller, and you find that, and double-click on it, and we will take care of all the rest. If there's a VPN, we'll open it. If there's an SSH tunnel, we'll open that. If you're going through a gateway, we'll authenticate on that. So it's productivity from day one.
They don't have to learn anything really new to use the technology, in essence.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So we want to really keep it simple and hide all of those cybersecurity concerns behind our software, but while keeping the CISO happy, if you don't have one, the manager, and that person has reports, alerts, and notifications. So that's really, again, that mini wheat, the serious side and a funny side, and really for end users, the learning curve is quite flat.
So the security side is the wheat side, and the efficiency is the sugar, or the opposite.
Yes. Yes, they're happy. They can work on 10 machines. You know, we have popular M remote. So if you're managing switches over SSH, you can open 10 tabs and have the same as you type. It can be sent to the 10 switches at the same time. So performing repetitive tasks, they can be automated. So again, some people were calling us an RMM. No, we're not. And an RMM is the ideal tool for doing remote updates. But still, if you can open 10 connections at the same time and type in all of these sessions at the same time, your productivity really goes through the roof.
Yeah, I wouldn't at all call you an RMM. Yeah, you're not an RMM. I like access management. I mean, I think that really speaks to what you do, and because it's very unique. That feature set doesn't exist in many places out there.
Right. Yeah. You know, but you can use PowerShell scripting and push updates if you want. You know, with PowerShell modules that Microsoft provides, it's really easy. And for Linux boxes, again, we have bash scripting. And since we have Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux editions, it makes everyone happy because, again, that the manager has total visibility in the system.
Yeah.
And the technicians, your networking guys, which typically don't like Windows, they're happy using the Linux edition, and the QA and developers, if you have them, they or other types of managers, they use their Windows edition or the Mac edition, then they're happy. So we try to make everyone happy, having a great set of tools for productivity, and by, again, hiding of all of that complexity behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I like the fact that this is, I mean, I think this could be very easily used as a service downstream to customers, but I think this is really speaks to the internal MSP. Like, I think, I don't care what you do as an MSP, this is, you should be addressing this user access issue internally. Like, before you even have the first managed services customer, this is something that ought to be resolved in your MSP practice.
Right. Definitely. Because over the years, we've become also a poor man's document management system, because you can store, upload documents and so on. We also have contacts, so you can create a whole address book. So for the external users, they're wondering, why is everything in there? Well, that's what makes our customers happy. They have their customer information, they have their documentation about the customer's systems, they have these connections, they have these passwords. So everything is really accessible in your tool that you use day in, day out. Again, that single pane of glass, it's really become that really big, ugly Swiss Army knife with 1,000 blades. It has everything. For connection management, we're really at the top of our game. But for basic functionality of document management systems, as well as contact information, well, everything is in there, protected by the same role-based access control, really gaining visibility by the same reporting system. So it makes sense. And for really small SMBs and up to really larger ones, and I like to think that above 15, it's pretty respectable, but we work with MSPs that have hundreds of IT technicians, and they're using the same system. So we can really grow with you.
Yeah, that was my next question is who are you seeing from an MSP size that are really signing on and liking this technology? Is it mostly the small MSPs, or is it, are you getting large?
Yeah, really, for us, 15 is a large MSP, we feel, because that's the great majority of our business is there, between 3 to 15. But again, our product is not made specifically for MSPs. It just fits with their practices really greatly, but we have large corporations using our PAM. And it just turns out that, cybersecurity is really a large umbrella that covers so many requirements. And as long as you manage remote assets, you need a bunch of these capabilities. And it fits with most everyone.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is very exciting. So I'm sure you got a lot of people, who might be listening to this saying, "All right, this sounds, great. I want to see it. I want to see what it can do for me, how it can be deployed." What's the best way for MSPs to make contact? I don't know if you have like demos or anything like that.
But oh, for sure.
How do they reach out to you?
Yeah, just visit us at the corporate site is devolutions.net, and you can see all of the products from there. We have an excellent free edition. Its only limitation is that you cannot work as a team, so it's not a centralized database. But for proof of concepts, it's ideal. And we have then the trials for the enterprise edition, as well as the companion product, so the devolution server, the privileged access management module, our gateway module. So we have free live demos, one-on-one, and we really we want to meet MSP needs, and we have a roadmap specifically for their own requirements. So just visit us and we'll help you for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it again. I think just like the MSP, we told the MSPs, you know, many, many years ago, you need to start using a professional grade password management system. It's not acceptable to use the current, you know, Excel model. And we finally got to mass adoption. I think the same is true for remote access, but not just remote access. It's also just taking control of your user access for internal MSP operations. If you don't have a technology, whether it's Devolutions, you better be using somebody else's, but you should be using something, because it's not enough for you just to be sharing credentials, you know, bypassing all of the security that Maurice said should be table stakes for any MSP out there.
Oh, definitely. A copy-pasting passwords, it's
done. We're done with that, right?
Yeah, we're done with that. Never touch another password. It should be handled behind the scenes, and that's it. There's, again, that one password to rule them all. You should have a really, really complex password. And again, for really simple words, some people are feeling that it's better than a complex password, but still. So you have one password to remember, and then you have access to everything else through a connection manager that offers these services.
Yeah, no, that's really awesome to hear. Maurice, thank you very much for dropping by MSP Zone. So for those of you who need the, we'll include the link in the show notes, but www.devolutions.net, and
correct.
Give their technology a try. Download the free trial or try the free account and see if it works. And like I said, you need to be doing something, and you can't let security get in the way of you being efficient, nor should you be efficient and scalable at the expense of security. You have to have both.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Maurice, thank you very much for being on the program, and hope to hear you. Come back anytime in the future. We'd love to have you back on to talk about this.
Well, thank you so much. This was fun.
Until next time, folks, this is Charles Weaver.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.